morning. This is Scott Wheeler, the host of the Vermont Voice, a program of 1490 AM WIK in Derby. The Vermont Voice is brought to you today by the generous sponsorship of the Orleans Essex Visiting Nurses Association and Hospice, providing more than 40 years of quality, compassionate home care in the Northeast Kingdom. There is little doubt that Osama bin Laden's callous heart was warmed when almost 10 years ago, on September 11, 2001, when his evil plans to strike the United States began to unfold. Taking control of four loaded passenger jets, fanatical, suicidal terrorists on a mission transformed the planes into missiles of terror, claiming almost 3,000 lives. Bin Laden could run, and yes, he could hide, but only for a time. On May 1st, the United States came knocking. The last faces the terrorist mastermind saw before he met his demise were those of the U.S. Navy SEALs. What bin Laden didn't understand was the resolve of the American people. When Japanese forces bombed the American Pacific Fleet anchored at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii on December 7, 1941, Americans rose to the occasion and fought the enemy. The same thing happened following the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States. Americans never forgot bin Laden and the terror he'd brought to the shores of the United States. Many Americans rose to the occasion, refusing to give in to fear, instead choosing to go into harm's way to meet the enemy on a new kind of battlefield. One of the men who rose to the occasion was Jesse Strong of Albany, Vermont. Jesse, a young Marine, died in Iraq on January 26, 2005, for a cause that he believed in. Today's guest on the Vermont Voice is Jesse's mother, Vicki Strong of Albany. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Scott. It's nice to be with you.
I'm really glad you were able to come on this morning. I know you've been on here before, but you know, on May 1st, I was working late, and when the news came that Osama bin Laden had been killed, and you were one of the first people I thought of, because his terrorist attacks not only struck our country, but it also struck your family.
That's right. Jesse graduated from boot camp in the Marine Corps just 2 weeks before September 11th, and his unit was almost immediately activated to be on alert. And over the next few years, he was always ready to go as soon as his unit would be activated as a result of September 11th.
Did you ever forget about Osama bin Laden during the last 10 years?
Actually, in a way, it went way to the back of my mind, the back burner. I knew that Jesse's death helped the Iraqi people and was helping bring freedom to their country. And it seemed as though the pursuit of Osama bin Laden had been, in a way, given up, although many of us don't know what was going on behind the scenes. So I'd kind of given it up and didn't even think about it anymore. So when the news came, I was amazed, and I was shocked at how relieved I felt. And I felt a great sense of accomplishment, of pride, of justice, and of celebration. And so my husband and I went out to eat the night afterwards to just think about it and really be grateful that there is justice and that this man who is really an evil man was brought his end result of his terrorism.
Does it bring any sense of healing to you, your husband, and any of the other Gold Star families?
I'm sure it does. It brings a great sense of resolution, of relief. Although the war on terror is certainly not over and won't be over because it's so widespread, but to think that in our modern times it's a type of figure such as Hitler or someone of that stature that has done so much evil in the world. So it's a huge milestone anyway, and it's a huge message to the world that we will pursue this type of terrorism and we will stay on it until we accomplish our mission.
The one thing that's really impressed the people of the Northeast Kingdom and the people of Vermont about you and your husband is your refusal to give in to hate. You have done just such great things in the years following your son's death. You know, there's other people who they would have just stayed trapped in that either hatred or sorrow, but you have chosen to move on.
That's right. And I know Jesse would have wanted us to. He was serving his country proudly. Before he left for Iraq, he said it would be a privilege to give his life for his country. And, of course, as a mother, I totally deleted that sentence out of my brain because I thought for sure that wouldn't happen to him. But I want to honor his life and his sacrifice, his service. And in order to do that, I have to go on with positive attitude and a joyous spirit. So because of that, of course, there was great grief in our process of loss, but I'm honoring Jesse in every way I know how, and my husband is as well. And we have had the peace of God in our lives, which has given us a total lack of any kind of revengeful feelings or darkness at all in our loss. We have wonderful comfort and a lot of joy, and we know that God has a plan and wants us to keep pursuing that plan.
For those of you just tuning in, our guest this morning is Gold Star mother Vicki Strong of Albany, Vermont. In knowing you and having you on past shows, I suspect that if Osama bin Laden had truly repented for what he had done, mm-hmm. I suspect that you probably could have even found it in your heart to almost forgive him.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. The people who killed my son the night he died, they were pursued and they were killed. And I didn't have, like, oh, yay, they were killed kind of feeling about that. I thought, well, that's the way this war is, and at least they're not out killing other Marines. So I don't feel like I would have any problem seeing somebody like that, and if someone's truly repentant, to forgive them. And in fact, I was able to meet recently the Iraqi ambassador who's here in our country. He came through Vermont, and I had the opportunity to meet him, and we embraced, and he was genuinely, truly appreciative of what our soldiers have done and our son's sacrifice, and I was able to visit with him and embrace him.
Okay, Vicki, that is a really good lead into where to some of the things I wanted to talk to you about today. In a past interview, we spoke about Jesse, and we spoke about his death. But 10 years following the September 11th terrorist attacks, it is amazing what you and your husband and your family have done to actually make this world a better place. Well, first of all, you are now State Representative Vicki Strong, and your husband, Nate, is not only a minister, but now he is an author.
That's right. It just seems like Jesse's sacrifice opened up doors over time, and each time a door is opened, we've gone through to the next opportunity. And I was asked by our governor, Jim Douglas, and by Brian Doobie to run for office last June, and I was rather overwhelmed by that thought, but I thought, well, let's give it a try and see what happens. And I did win and was able to go on to the legislature for 2 years. So we just finished our first session. And then through time, my husband had been writing a book in memory of Jesse. And Jesse had actually, before he left for Iraq, had written a list for Nate. And the list said, Dad, would you write me a book about these topics? And he wanted each topic to be addressed in the book. And there were topics such as marriage, prayer, divorce, raising children, all kinds of spiritual and practical topics. And so my husband just started to type each answer and wrote a chapter for each question Jesse had. And in that process, developed a book called Thoughts for Jesse, and it's a special remembrance of him, but also all that was in Nate's heart that he would have liked to share with Jesse through the rest of Jesse's life had he lived. So we've published that book, actually. It's available for sale on Amazon.com, and it's called Thoughts for Jesse. It's also available on our website for Jesse, which is jessestrong.com. And you can purchase it either at Amazon.com or on our website.
That must have been quite a healing process in its own to be able to write that book.
It really was. It was Nate's special way of grieving and carrying on Jesse's life, and yet also sharing the very depths of his heart in ministry and in many topics that he would like any young person to know or any age person to know, how to simply understand who God is and understand about his love for us and who Jesus is. So it's a very simple written book, actually. It's not something that, it has a lot of depth to it, but it's easy to read and simple kind of thoughts.
Yes, and I was fortunate to have Nate on the show with me, and like you, he is a outstanding speaker. Okay, you know, so the governor asked you to run for office. Now, I've known you for quite some time. I never heard you mention before that you inspired to be a leader in the state of Vermont. So when you were asked this, that must have been that must have really took some soul searching.
It really did. In fact, I was so torn about should I do this or not, and actually not even knowing what I was getting myself into, that I just was in a wrenching, almost like an agony, and I thought, should I do it, should I not? And finally, one day, I was literally on the floor in the kitchen praying and actually crying and saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. This is a huge next step. And in the course of the answer to my prayer, I really didn't have peace about it. I just went forward, and over time I saw God's hand and leading, and really realized that I think this was a door God was opening and that I was willing to go through, even though my feelings were saying I really didn't know how it was going to work out.
Well, from a person who knows what it's like to run for office myself, I served two terms down here, and to anybody who's never run for public office, they don't understand exactly how painful and humbling that process can be.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And then to stand up in front of people, like at town meeting day, who want to hammer you with questions and in a sense blame you for our government's problems, when you're just barely understanding it and trying to do something positive about it. So it's a very humbling office, a very humbling thing to do, to serve in our state. And I totally took it seriously as far as the seven towns I represent, to go there constantly with them on my mind, not my own political agenda.
Right. Now, tell me, you've touched upon meeting the Iraqi official.
Mm-hmm.
That was done at the State House, correct?
It was. And in fact, I didn't even know that was going to happen till the very morning that our speaker, Shap Smith, announced that we would be getting together at 1 o'clock that day to hear the ambassador from Iraq speak to us. And I kind of went into shock. I was totally unaware that was going to happen. And I had a couple hours to get myself ready emotionally for how I was going to deal with that. So it was a very overwhelming experience, first of all, to hear him speak and show his appreciation to us as Americans and our military, and then for me personally to have some moments personally with him alone, and that was a very moving experience.
And if I recall right from reading it in the paper, didn't you actually have the opportunity to give him one of your husband's books?
That's right. And it all worked out in an interesting way, because Nate was there in Montpelier that day with me. Sometimes he'll ride down with me and spend the day in Montpelier. And he had a couple of his books with him, so I was able to phone him and say that the Iraqi ambassador was going to be there, and could he come and actually hear him speak? And then, as it all turned out, when we had those moments with him alone, we were able to give him a copy of the book, and he really appreciated it. In fact, later wrote me a letter acknowledging that he had read it and was enjoying it, and he sent me a gift in memory of Jesse. He had a special little memorial made with Jesse's name on it and mailed it to me.
And just think, if you hadn't run for office, you would never have had that opportunity.
I know. Every day when I was there in the legislature, there was something maybe not as big as that, but little things that I was able to be a part of and experience, even while I was there this winter. Another Marine was killed, Sergeant Ian Muller, or Corporal Ian Muller, and his casket was driven by the State House, and we all stood out there on the curb, and I held my little American flag and obviously knew what this family was going through. And in a way, I experienced the grief looking through their eyes. I looked at myself back that time when Jesse was brought home, his body and his casket was being driven through Montpelier and or on the way home here. And I grieved for them, but I was actually, in a sense, grieving for myself because I saw myself in them that day.
And throughout those years since the passing of your son,
mm-hmm.
you have also been a strong leader amongst the Gold Star families, where you all rally around each other, you support each other, but, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately, there's been other Gold Star parents added to your ranks. And have you, as a group, been there for them as well?
Yes, absolutely. All of us who have been active in this group, the Gold Star families, we definitely try to attend the funerals, memorial services, anything that's being done publicly we go to and introduce ourselves to the families. I know many of us keep in touch regularly. I try to write every family and mail them little brochures about grief. And we are there to pray for each other and support each other. We'll probably also be meeting Memorial Day down at in Randolph at the cemetery there where Ian Muller's name will be put on the memorial. So we understand the pain and also the pride that all of us are dealing with.
Do you think some of these people will be lifelong friends?
Absolutely. I'm sure we will be in contact with each other. We pretty regularly meet. We'll have sometimes a Christmas gathering or a summer picnic, as well as other things that happen throughout the year. So I personally feel we will be kind of, in a sense, a family for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, and it's probably a family that you kind of wished you'd never had to join.
Absolutely. We totally think it's the worst club ever. But on the other hand, we get together and we can laugh and share in each other's stories and understand it. We don't have to have excuses or apologize for our grief. We can be who we are and know instantly what the other person's feeling like.
When you when word came out that Bin Laden had been killed, was there any talk within the Gold Star families about it?
You know, I wanted to see if we could get a few of us together and go out to eat or something, but I was so busy in the legislature, it was the last week or so of our legislature, that I really almost didn't have time to call anybody or email. So as far as the other families go, I'm not sure if they were able to get together or at least acknowledge it together, but I think we were all knowing that we were feeling that same sense of relief and victory and justice, I think.
But as you said, this is not the end.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And as Americans, we have to stay vigilant. I do feel our affluence in our country is making us complacent. And we forget that there are people who still hate us and want to destroy us. So we have to stay vigilant and have our priorities in line as far as a country. What do we see from here of what we want to accomplish as a country? Maybe we're spread out too thin in our military, and we need to decide where our battles are going to be fought. And we have to decide even for ourselves fiscally in this terrible national debt we're in and state debt. So I see myself as a legislator having a voice in helping set some of those priorities and helping our country stay on course.
For those of you just tuning in, our guest this morning is Gold Star mother Vicki Strong of Albany, Vermont. If you had to look into the future, what do you see the Reverend Strong, and what do you see Representative Strong doing with the future?
That's an interesting question, because we live in a little small town in Albany that we love and minister to people here personally, and that will always be our heart, I think, of local ministry and just being here and keeping our feet on the ground here. But yet God seems to be yanking us out into bigger circles, and being in the legislature has been a big step. And I hope that as I get stronger as a legislator, I will have more courage to stand up for what I think is true and right. I think our state is headed right now in the wrong direction financially, and all the programs we're presenting that will need enormous amounts of money. And I believe our state and our national governments are going to be in great shortfalls financially. So we have to really look at the bigger picture and see what we can do. But Nate and I together work as a team. So all our ministry and even my legislature work, we do together and support each other.
You know, we've talked a lot about you. We've talked a lot about your husband. How are your two other children doing?
Well, since Jesse's death, we've grieved together as a family, and Jesse was a vital part of, we have three children, and he was in the middle, and our oldest son, Matthew, misses Jesse terribly. Jesse was his best friend, but he has been able to grow and continue to have a new life, really, and he got married this January to a lovely young woman who teaches at our local Christian school, UCA, and Michelle Garland, and they're a lovely couple and very happy and moving on to their next phase of life. Our daughter, Heather, just graduated last weekend from Slippery Rock University with her master's degree in counseling, and she has a very sweet, tender heart and wants to minister to young people, college-age people who are going through their own difficulties, and also she has a special heart for those with addictions.
Well, it sounds to me that although Jesse is no longer walking amongst us, it sounds like he is still with you.
He is, and we all of us remember him every day, and he gives me courage, actually. Jesse does. If he could stand up against those evil insurgents and lay down his life in battle, then I can certainly go to my legislature or go out in public every day and serve God and serve my community as best I know how. And Jesse also did it with joy and with a smile on his face. He was always a happy, joyful person, always reaching out to others. And that's, I think, the point of my life and Nate's.
You know, Vicki, as we wrap up here, anytime I talk to you, you constantly wow me, because I am also the father to three children, mm-hmm. the youngest now being 20, and I think, what would I do if I were in your shoes? I would like to think that I could rise to the challenge and make the world a better place instead of feeling intense anger and a need for revenge. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know if I could do what you've done.
I think all of us think that way about anything we go through. We look at someone else who's suffering terribly and think, oh, I could never do that. But God always gives the grace in the moment and to your special need. And if you simply humble yourself and ask him and seek him, he always gives you what you need, no matter how hard the pain or the suffering. And so I've been tempted at times to have self-pity, but in the midst of that, I'm always brought face to face with a God who truly loves us and wants to see us have abundant life. So I have to move forward into that and not let myself wallow in any kind of anger or resentment or even self-pity. And that's a wonderful victory in itself.
Vicki, I think we all will agree that Jesse was a great American hero. But there is also no doubt that you, Nate, and your entire family are, because you have given back so much to your community and to this state. It just is amazing. And I just want to commend you for that.
Well, thank you, Scott. I don't see it that way, and I don't feel amazing in any sense of the word, but I appreciate that our lives can make a difference, and I thank you so much for your compliment.
And thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Well, it's been delightful, and I'm really pleased to get on the radio and talk about the victory that was won by our military getting bin Laden. So thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Our guest this morning was Gold Star mother Vicki Strong of Albany, Vermont. The Vermont Voice is brought to you today by the generous sponsorship of the Orleans Essex Visiting Nurses Association and Hospice, providing more than 40 years of quality and compassionate home care in the Northeast Kingdom.